yes, I just said no. Because when we read the bottom verse of 5, it says, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And so we know that Jesus Christ is the perfect lamb, and he is the perfect sacrifice, right? So we have to remember there is God's perfect will, acceptable will, right? And we have to think, okay, it says acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So that is the other way that we find what is acceptable to God. Let's look at what is Jesus saying in the gospel. We always sometimes want to go around it because we feel convicted. But I pray that we become bold enough to lift our head up high, to put on our armor, which is the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, that sword, which is the word of God, and know who we are and walk in our authority, read our word, study our word, and be willing to give an acceptable, which is a desirable, approved sacrifice to the Lord. So I pray that this has blessed you. And I would love for you to call in and let me know, how will you seek to give God an acceptable sacrifice? What are you going to do tonight? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do today to begin on that journey to allow God to establish you as a holy priesthood and to be able to offer him spiritual sacrifices? Call in. Let me know. So as always, guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And may God bless you. May God bless your mind, your emotions, and just allow you to align it with the word of God. So I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon. Signed, sealed, and delivered. I am the King's Daughter, Anicia Blue. Be blessed.